From Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief. Jessica, July 23rd. The day in 10. Let's begin with the story drawing the most coverage. Let's get into it. First, from The New Yorker. Christopher Nolan's The Odyssey leaves the gods in the outtakes. Each week, our editors select a New Yorker story for you to read. Something timely, something important, or something unexpected. Or even, perhaps, all three. Tomorrow, our film critics, Justin Chang and Richard Brody, will discuss The Odyssey in a live chat starting at 1:30 p.m. E.T., read Chang's review here, and Brody's below. Next. Second, from Bloomberg Top. Zimbabwe state firm secures $300 million to develop lithium mine. Mutapa Energy Resources, Zimbabwe's state-owned lithium miner, has secured $300 million from a group of companies, which includes Chinese entities, to develop its facilities in the southern African nation. Up next. Third, from Bloomberg Top. India's top asset manager said to plan $200 million tech fund. SBI Funds Management is planning its first technology-focused fund for private firms, people familiar with the matter said, as India's largest asset manager follows rivals in bulking up in the fast-growing alternative investment fund industry. And then, fourth, from Bloomberg Top, Nestle agrees to sell water unit stake for about 3 billion euros. Nestle SA agreed to sell a 50% stake in its bottled water business to Platinum Equity for about 3 billion euros, $3.4 billion. In cash as chief executive officer, Philip Navratil carries through on a plan to prune underperforming units. Next, fifth, from Bloomberg Top, China resumes issuing robo-taxi licenses. After long freeze, China has started issuing robo-taxi permits again after a high-profile incident involving self-driving vehicles led authorities to suspend new licenses in April, according to people familiar with the matter. Up next. Sixth, from the Hindu Top. Samyukta Harada Karnataka alleges real estate conspiracy behind filing of PIL petition on Bidadi Township project. A petition, which was dismissed by the HC, was not only defective, but also a deliberate attempt by vested interests to prevent farmers from pursuing their genuine legal battle against land acquisition. And then, seventh, from The Guardian World, Total Solar Eclipse books out hotels 2 years in advance in New Zealand City. Dunedin will be the focal point, having last experienced such an eclipse in 1163. Before any humans reach New Zealand, hotels are booking out 2 years in advance in the New Zealand city of Dunedin as it prepares for the region's first total solar eclipse in more than 850 years. At 4:17 p.m. on 22nd July 2028, the moon will pass in front of the sun, casting a roughly 100 km wide shadowy band across parts of southern New Zealand. Next. Eighth. From The Guardian, UK, alarm over hospital lung admissions for children in England's poorest postcodes. Exclusive. Analysis of NHS England data reveals stark impact of air pollution in deprived areas. Children living in the poorest areas across England are 40% more likely to be admitted to hospital for respiratory infections. An analysis of NHS England data shows, with experts raising the alarm on the impact of air pollution on young people's health. The analysis, based on data obtained via Freedom of Information requests by the Charity Impact on Urban Health, revealed 1,941 out of every 100,000 children living in the most deprived fifth of England were admitted to hospital for respiratory illness. Up next. Ninth, from Bloomberg Top. Crop prices hit three-year high as Black Sea attacks. Heat stoke food inflation. Crop prices rose to a three-year high as heat waves and escalating attacks in the Black Sea threatened to disrupt global grain trade, reviving risks to food inflation that have also been stoked by the war in Iran. And then, 10th, from RFI English. Germany approves factory use for controversial French-Russian nuclear project. German authorities on Wednesday gave the green light to a controversial French-Russian nuclear project, which will use a factory based in Germany for production, and which critics fear will enable spying and sabotage by Moscow. That's the day. Back at the desk tomorrow. What to watch is in your subscribe link. New here? Grab your own free feed at storyflow.com. It only takes a few seconds.